Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There can obviously be many sources of stress in one's life, but according to a 2017 study from the American Psychological Association, 62% of respondents listed money as a source of stress in their daily lives. What is it about money? Josh Harris is a certified financial planner and lecturer at the Department of Finance at Clemson University, where he joins us now by phone to help with this topic. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
It's probably not too surprising that financial planners see a lot of money stress with their clients.
That's right. So the survey you mentioned in the intro absolutely is correct. So 62% of respondents from that survey, they will list money as a major source of stress in their daily lives. So it definitely goes to bear that many of our clients, and even clients we don't see, are feeling money-related stress.
And probably a lot of us have from time to time. What does this study say are the specific factors involved in money stress?
So the biggest source of money-related stress, according to that same survey, is going to be debt. So you can imagine between rising student loan levels, which right now is nearly $47,000 for the average college graduate this year, and then even an average of $15,000 of credit card debt for most consumers, it's really not hard to imagine where all this stress is coming from. High debt levels can obviously cause cash flow issues, but they're even forcing people to adjust their life goals.
How is all of this debt being accumulated then? Because if it's so stressful, wouldn't it be better to just avoid it?
You would think so, wouldn't you? But most of us, most of the time, it's not a conscious decision to accumulate debt. It's either an accumulation of debt related to establishing a lifestyle. A great example is using student loans to complete college education, maybe using a mortgage to buy a home, maybe auto loan to buy a car, or more likely is debt is actually triggering or being triggered by stress. So according to that 2017 survey by Credit Karma, 52% of respondents have impulsively shopped to deal with feelings of stress. Now, you can imagine for most of us, this might just be an extra coffee from the local shop or maybe just getting dessert at dinner. But that same survey goes on to show that most stress-induced purchases, the amounts were over $200, or they even occurred several times a year. So when we often deal with stress in our life and our work, we're going to deal with it by shopping. Shopping is a release that helps us overcome stress in the moment, but ultimately it's going to hurt us long term by adding debt-related stress to our life.
So how then do you advise your clients to deal with this money-related stress?
Great question. So financial planners at large, they can work with consumers to understand what caused the debt, how to reduce or eliminate it, and more importantly, how to avoid it in the future. There are various steps a financial planner, including myself, can take to help you manage the debt. And more importantly, there are various steps a financial planner can take to help you better understand what causes that stress-related debt. Some of these methods might include establishing a decision-making framework to reduce the propensity to accumulate debt in the future, especially debt that's triggered by stress. And we can also help set up strategic plans to eliminate existing debt. Things like how to pay off certain credit cards in what order, how to choose a student loan repayment plan in order to eliminate that debt, are just some of the examples.
What are some everyday things that our listeners can keep in mind if they find themselves moving towards money stress?
So I've got four practical tips. So the first one, don't dwell on the situation. So if you focus on the level of debt or the level of stress without trying to understand what brought you there and how to get you out, you'll never go anywhere. Focus on the cause and really not the effect. Tip number two, get out and get moving. So believe it or not, not only does fresh air and physical activity help reduce stress, oftentimes it's a free activity. Tip number three, work with a professional like a certified financial planner to develop a game plan to manage, reduce, and eliminate the debt and the stress. And then tip number four, stick to that game plan. It's tough to remember that each small action adds up to a big result, but it's very true. Each week, each month, and year will add up to big results.
Well, Josh, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Josh Harris is a certified financial planner and lecturer at the Department of Finance at Clemson University. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. subscribe to this podcast, find links to our social media network, and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.